The International Monetary Fund has created a stir with a startlingly gloomy prediction for the Czech economy this year. The prestigious Washington-based institution says the Czech economy will shrink by 3.5% against a backdrop of a worldwide decline of 1.3%. Chris Johnstone looks at the figures and reactions.
The IMF forecast has created something of a local stir because the institution has gone out on a limb with a prediction that is far worse than most so far by the economic crystal ball gazers. The Czech government and Czech National Bank only last week said the economy would shrink by a maximum 2% this year. Former Czech finance minister, now chief analyst with Raiffeisen Bank, Pavel Mertlik, sees the IMF prediction for the Czech economy as exaggerated.
A little bit too pessimistic. Our own forecast is a decline of, by 2.6% this year, and this is based on a precondition that the European economy of the European Eurozone, will decline by something like 3.5%, and German economy by about 5%.
The IMF figures for the Czech Republic are worse than neighbouring Poland, where the economy will shrink by only 0.7%, Slovakia, which will see a 2.1% decline, and Hungary with a negative 3.3%. Mr. Mertlik finds this Central European perspective puzzling.
Another important point is that it's quite interesting that IMF sees Hungarian decline less deep as the Czech one, which I don't know such forecast from any other institution, and currently really the Hungarian economic problems are much worse, so it must maybe also question the consistency of the IMF forecast.
Even with his own milder version of economic gloom, Mr. Mertlik still sees the overall Czech public deficit, including that of health insurance companies, ballooning this year to around 200 billion crowns, or around $9.7 billion. And the outlook for jobs is bleak.
As regards unemployment, the worst part of development is only ahead. We think that by the end of the year, the unemployment level will be between 10-11%.
The current unemployment rate is 7.7%. But for Mr. Mertlik, the biggest question is not how bad it will be this year, but whether next year will witness any signs of growth or a deepening recession.
Chris Johnstone reporting.